Mossy, it's been an amazing night. The Wanderers, they were tested right to the wire.
They were, Sluts. It was nearly the cup set of the FFA Cup's history last night. Blacktown really took it to the wire against Western Sydney Wanderers, and it was everything that you wanted from a cup tie, really. It wasn't the prettiest of football games, to be honest, but it was a real arm wrestle. And after Western Sydney went ahead very early through an Oriel Riera penalty, with Zumpai being brought to ground, it kind of had that feel that they might just go on with it, but they didn't. Blacktown rolled up their sleeves and in front of a packed out Lily Home Stadium, and James Andrew was a hero, almost the hero off the bench, came off the bench to score two and force it to extra time, and Riera got the header to take it to penalties. And yeah, you thought from that point on Western Sydney would go on with it. But a couple of stars for Blacktown who really stood out on national television. Mitch Marlier, who's played in the A-League before. Connor Evans, the number 10 for Blacktown. I was very impressed with him. And, of course, James Andrew off the bench, who's got blistering pace. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, well, you were saying, sorry, TK, that yesterday one of these teams you'd like to see one day hit that grand final. Well, they nearly progressed, didn't they? And then the other one was one-sided.
Yeah, that's right. South Melbourne, too good for Gold Coast City up there at Cbus Stadium. But Milos Lucic with two goals, Matthew Miller with two goals. And we'll talk about the draw in a minute. But, yeah, a very feisty game up there on the glitter strip. But South Melbourne, far too good. But just going back to Western Sydney, it must be noted that they did have a few players out who you would think may start on another day. So Western Sydney Wanderers coach Tony Popovich will be very pleased to have found a way to win the game.
Now tell us about the draw, mate. The home semi-final goes the way of the Western Sydney Wanderers up against Adelaide, and it's my understanding South Melbourne will have the home ground advantage against you guys, Sydney FC.
Yeah, down there at Bob Jones Stadium in Melbourne. It'll be a fantastic night. And look, we'll go down there. Graham Arnold will prepare the squad to expect to win, as he does for every game, but also paying due respect to South Melbourne. They're a massive club, and they've got a very, very proud history in the NSL. They're bidding to be one of the expansion clubs for the A-League, so there's no better stage to really highlight your bid than an FFA Cup semi-final. So it should be a magical night down there. And obviously the other one, all A-League battle, Western Sydney and Adelaide, who have been quite impressive in this FFA Cup run under new coach Marco Kurz.
Now, Mossy, we're loving talking the Matildas and talking football up because of the female game. What are they? They've got games against China now, and obviously, Sam Kerr, she's getting all the accolades.
She's really cashing in, Sam, and a lot of commercial partners are looking to cash in as well and get her on board. And I mentioned yesterday she's becoming the female Timmy Cahill, and I say that with all due respect, but she really is becoming, she is the highest profile Matilda that we've got. And I think she's a really good shout for FIFA Player of the Year, which is decided in a couple of months. Wow. Now, if she gets that, you watch her star rise worldwide. And FFA cashing in on their success as well of the Matildas, and they've announced a two-match series against China in November down in Melbourne, November 22 at Amy Park and 26 in Geelong. And it's against China. Now, their government's just unveiled a plan for football recently that's for a creation or a refurb of 70,000 football fields, 20,000 academies, 10,000 new coaches, and an overall registration number of 50 million players. So they're getting very, very serious about their football over in China.
How's your Chinese?
I really enjoy Sang Shui Bao.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
I was so horrified and disappointed about the reaction of the Brazilians after the game. They've gone to do the old well played, the Aussies, and it was this.
Walked away.
What do they call it?
Petulance?
The fail. They call that a fail.
Yeah.
Fake handshake.
No shake hands.
Yeah, I touched on this yesterday, TK. Yeah. I said that they didn't really have the same sort of sportsmanship that you'd expect, but they were very bitter. They've been dusted three times in quick succession by the Matildas, and you can see they're hurting from it, but that's no excuse.
No. It doesn't mean you don't shake the old
absolutely
handle.
Couldn't agree more. Just quickly, Carlos Tevez, we've spoken about him $1 million a week. He is under huge pressure from Shanghai Shenhua hierarchy because he's not performing. He scored 3 goals all season. He's overweight and underperforming, and they've had 5 consecutive losses, including a 6-1 loss last weekend to SIPG, their crosstown rivals.
Well, he's slowed down, mate. He's got money in his pockets.
Yeah.
That's yes. Right. You know, that's they're saying he's overweight. Is it around the girth or is it in the pockets?
It's the money built
around
the chest.
He's a skinny little thing, isn't he?
Well, he used to be, but so did Maradona.
Oh.
Yeah. Mossy, fantastic, mate.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.